rookie minicamp, right? This is an exciting weekend for 61 guys. They're getting a chance to live out their dream of playing pro football. And I think when we look at it, you know, we have a mixture of drafted players, college undrafted players, tryout guys, and so we're going to put them through the paces, you know, for 3 days here and try and teach them. I think what's important is, and I've talked to the staff, I've talked to our current players, we want to teach our rookies the right way from the very beginning. Here's your iPad, here's your locker, here's where you need to be, here's how you need to dress, here are the fields, please and thank you work, push in your chair, and you know, we want to really train these guys in the New York Giants way, and I think it's every facet of their life, and then certainly in what's most obvious, football. And so that's running parallel with them learning some of the scheme before they get kind of incorporated with our veterans on Monday. So that's where we're at. We had a walkthrough. You know, I think the way we do it, and this is the way we'll do it with our veterans, you know, we meet in the morning and then we walk through and then we meet again and then we practice. You know, we try to describe it, then we detail it, then we drill it, then we do it. You know, then we kind of decompress, we debrief it, and we do it over and over and over. And so this is probably when I'll do most of my, you know, conferences with you guys. So with that being said, I'll take some questions.
You talk about the Giant way, that this is what you're teaching them. You mentioned a couple right. things, the please and thank yous. But what is the most important thing that you want to make sure these rookies learn outside of what they're going to be doing on the field that is the Giant way?
Well, you know, the veterans have gotten a good feel for it. They got a five-week lead on these guys. And I think what's important is to be very professional in every facet of your life. You know, we want guys, obviously, that understand how important it is to have relationships, whether it's in the building or being coachable. And we want guys that are good teammates and then certainly guys that love football. And so we're looking for those kind of guys. And I think we got to live that life in our building.
Now, what does a tryout have to do in 3 days to catch your eye to make, you know, to get signed? It's a very hard assignment, though.
Well, it's they're considered tryout guys, but you know, everybody's here for a reason. We've seen something good in all these players that are running around this weekend, and so you know, we have an anticipation of what they're good at, and we're kind of just, you know, touching the paint to see if it's wet. You know, if we got a player that we've liked for some reason and they get a chance to come in and maybe be better than one of the guys that's on the roster, then we're willing to trade it out. We're going to constantly try to find, until we get to the 53, we're going to constantly try to have the best 90 that we can have.
Obviously, you haven't had too much time with Saquon Barkley and the rest of the rookies. Right. They were here yesterday, though. So can you take me through what you guys did yesterday up until leading until today?
Yeah, I mean, they just checked in yesterday. Certainly, they went through extensive physicals and, you know, issued their iPads and their equipment and fitted for their helmets. Very similar to any first day at any level of football that they've played. And so that was about it. Then I had a meeting with them last night to kind of spell out what a meeting room looks like and what the practice field should be like, how they should compete, sort of rules of engagement. And then we had meetings this morning and then a walkthrough.
How much do you judge your grade draft picks on what they do on the field in the mini camp?
Well, we're always being evaluated anytime we do anything. So, yeah, we're evaluating and grading our guys as they're out there competing every time they're out there, quite frankly.
Everybody's head's spinning, I'm sure, out there on the field. Can you just talk about the challenges that Kyle faces as a quarterback coming into this? Yeah, he's got to sort of get everybody.
Yeah, the quarterback, the first time doing anything, is in charge of everything. And so certainly there's more on his plate. But from what I could tell by just watching him function in the walkthrough, I think he's got a good feel for what he's going to need to do today, and then we'll teach him more for tomorrow and so on, and then get him going on Monday with the rest of the guys.
Do you want to, with the young quarterback, do you like to ease them in, or do you want to throw as much at him and see what he can handle in the first?
Well, whatever you give a quarterback, it's way more than anybody else is getting. So, you know, in a former life, way back when, what you did with the rookies, this was like shock treatment. I mean, you know, you blew them up physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, and then, you know, by the time Monday came around, they're like, holy smokes, You know, I think what you've seen is what you're trying to do is orient the guys, get them up to speed, get them going, right? Challenge them physically and mentally, certainly, and then, you know, let them go out there and show you what they can do, you know. I've taken tests before where you look at the first question and you say, this isn't going to work out well, you know. And then, you know, but, you know, I've taken tests, too, where you answer two or three right and things go well, you know. So that's what you're looking for.
Is there anything, you know, you can see from Saquon? You know, you've studied him so much, but now he's going to be wearing his giant stuff and his helmet and on your fields.
Right.
Is there anything you're going to look at and say, you know, you just want to hone in on and see if it's real?
Yeah, I think what we're looking to see is how well he picks up the system. You know, we're very confident he's going to be able to do everything well, and then just see how he works in, just like everybody else, you know. You know, how he runs the ball, how he catches the ball, his awareness and pass protection, all the things we're going to ask him to do moving forward.
Do you know if he's a quick study or not? I mean, that's something you'll find out.
Our sense is that he is, and, you know, this is probably a better question for 2 weeks from now, but... Yeah, there's nothing that tells us he's not.
Pat, what speed is this weekend? I mean, you had the walkthrough, so I would guess it's not walkthrough speed all weekend.
Right.
But how do you want them to handling in terms of intensity and
right.
that kind of stuff?
No, it's intense, and we want them to compete. But, again, I told him last night, you know, our game is about the ball, right? Throwing it, catching it, handing it off, kicking it, whatever you want to do with it, and then protecting it when you have it. You know, and then our game is really – If you boil it all down, it's about negotiating the ground. It's how you move around, how you stay in front of your defender, you know, how you, what you do with the ball when you have it. And so, you know, we want to see guys handle the ball. We want to see guys negotiate the ground. And then the third part of this game is man whip a man. Now, because it's not very physical right now, you can't get into all that. But we want the guys to play fast, no anxiety, and, you know, try to stay on their feet, execute their blocks, work through the schemes, quarterbacks go through the progressions, and ultimately make it look like football.
Yeah. Do you have a preference on which side you'd like to see Will Hernandez line up on, or is that something you're going to figure out during this camp
yeah.
in the next couple weeks?
Well, way beyond this camp, certainly, as we go through the rest of our training, but, you know, he's played a lot of snaps at left guard, and so we'll look at him there primarily, but anybody working in guards got to play on both sides, especially young ones, and that's part of a guard learning it the right way. He's going to have to take reps on both sides.
How hard is that for a guard to switch? I mean, what goes into flipping to the other side?
You go from the left side to the right side, so you know you can start going from here to here.
So very easy.
This yeah. were the center. Yeah.
Very easy. Should have no problem.
So if you're going left, if you're going right, you're on the front side. If you're going right, you're on the back side. You know.
Seriously.
I'm trying to minimize it. But.
We'll take two more after that demonstration.
I was gonna say seriously. I mean, isn't it like almost you're writing with your left hand all these years,
yeah.
and now it's with the right hand, and now you
yeah.
have.
It's different than that.
And all that stuff?
Yeah, I challenge all of you to switch hands right now. I think it's different than writing, certainly. Uh-huh. Guys have played both sides, and they get used to being where they're going to be. So,
What went into the decision to waive Paul Perkins yesterday?
He has a pec injury that we're all aware of, and it's going to take a significant time for him to come back. And that was it. And we quite frankly wanted the roster spot.
Pat, Saquon has talked about how maybe he gets in moments and wants to do too much, wants to live up to everything. Has there been a moment that you approach him and talk to him? You know, this
yeah.
is rookie minicamp, but this is what we want to see from you, but you don't need to go out and be everything that everyone says you can be?
No, I think he needs to be everything he thinks he can be, and then we'll worry about that later. You know, I think what's important is they come out here and compete. He's no different. Come out here and compete. Be the very best running back you can be. And then we'll worry about that as it comes along.
Coach, it's been really interesting to see all the other organizations that had high draft picks. A lot of owners, a lot of GMs coming out talking and really praising their picks. Some even believe putting a lot of pressure on their young rookies
right.
here. You haven't said too much about Saquon. You've showed confidence, but you've kind of kept pretty steady compared to your GM who's been really vocal and excited
right.
about him. Why?
Well, I'm certainly high on Saquon, right? But, you know, that goes back to let's train him the right way. You know, he's a member of this team. If you ask him, he'll tell you he wants to learn what he's doing and compete at a high level. And, you know, regardless of what my expectations are for him, he has to come out here and train and do it. And that's what's really cool about him is he has that mindset. And so I'm thrilled with the players that we've brought in the building. I'm thrilled with the way our guys have been performing here. You know, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to watch it. And so I'm looking forward to getting them all together on Monday. And so that's where we're at. And we're just trying to get the players as good as they can be individually. When they train one next to one another, they challenge each other, and we get better as a group, and then just keep moving that train forward.
Coach,